Hello, property nomads. Hope you're doing well. Garage conversions, a very random subject, you might think, but we've had a few questions at networking recently, and an article also came out about people that are looking to convert their garages and whether or not they need planning permission. Now, we thought it would be a good idea to do a quick episode just to explain whether you may or may not need planning permission to replace or convert a garage. So the garages in question are what we call an integral garage. Now, you might find them on homes that were built anywhere between 1930 and maybe 1960, maybe 1965, and then in a lot more modern housing stock. What is an integral garage? It's basically where you've got a dwelling where you've got the garage, of course, at the bottom, and then you've got part of the dwelling over the top of the garage. So it's not a standalone garage. It's integrated, hence why it's called an integral garage. What I've done is there is an article here we've put in the show notes just so you can see a photo of what such a thing looks like. But there's a contrasting evidence or contradicting evidence out there about whether or not you need planning permission to convert. So a lot of people nowadays will not actually use their garages for their cars. A lot of people are either using it for storage, or in a few cases, people are just not even using their garage full stop. And they might want to convert that into a living space or an office, or sometimes even a bedroom. And the answer to do you need planning permission is, well, it depends. So you need to do quite a bit of digging to find out whether or not you need planning permission. Why? Because there's old covenants, depending on the area in which you live. Some areas might have covenants, some areas might have Article 4 restrictions. General rule of thumb is, and again, always check with your local council and planning consultant and architects, etc. General rule of thumb is that converting a garage into an office or something like that should fall under permitted development, i.e. if you want to get rid of the garage door, put a new door in or put a window in, whatever it might be, and convert the space itself, then that should fall under permitted development. Of course, do take into account that building regulations would have likely changed since when the original garage was built in comparison to converting it nowadays. So do bear in mind the building regulation changes. The best people to ask would be your council, purely because, again, this is all area dependent. What I'm just about to say is all area dependent. Depending on where you live, you're going to have some areas, some councils might prevent you from converting your garage if it reduces the space for cars. And that is only if there is a parking problem in your area. So let's just say you live in suburbia, there's a lot of issues with street parking, and then you're looking to get rid of a perfectly useful garage space. The council might actually reject that. There could be a covenant in place where you have to have planning permission anyway to even apply for it, and then the council might still reject it on the basis of parking. So that's one thing to consider. If you live out in the sticks, chances are that's not going to be an issue, but again, useful to speak to your local council. The reason that covenants might exist is that back in the day when a lot of these places with garages were built, there was a big obsession with cars. I mean, there still is a big obsession of cars, but even more so back there. This is why a lot of homes that you see from that period do have the integral garages in place. As a result of that, they even imposed planning conditions back then to say that planning permission must be obtained before converting the garages. Hence why you need to get the right people on board to double check if you need planning permission or not. Planning was a bit different back in the day, very pro-car, and there's a lot of insistence that every house had at least two parking spaces. Hence why with an integral garage, they're either very, very big, or they're big enough for one car, and then with a space on the outside for another car. Of course, we're a little bit less pro-car friendly at the time of recording this. As we said, in most cases, it should come under permitted development, which means that you don't need planning permission, you just crack on and do it. If it does fall under permitted development, that does mean that you can remove the garage door, you can brick up the opening, and you can also add a front window, and you can do all of that without needing to approach planning department. But as always, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Please do double check all of this. The best way to double check this is going to be with a local planning consultant. They will know everything inside and out, but they should have the answer to that. If you're not able to find a planning consultant, do check with the local council. They should be able to give you, or hopefully they should be able to give you the correct information. We mentioned that some councils might have Article 4. So again, Article 4 directions, they remove specific permitted development rights. That means it goes back to parking. If your council believes there's an ongoing parking problem, it might move, it might use such a thing called an Article 4 to remove your right to convert your garage under permitted development, i.e. you need to go through full planning permission. But you won't know that until you've checked in with your planning consultant and or the council. If you've never gone through planning before, I would say it's relatively straightforward, but it depends on the council that you're dealing with. You need to get a planning consultant involved, an architect as well. Sometimes the architect can actually do the work of the planning consultant, but a planning consultant is always useful because they're just very, very knowledgeable. Normally it means drawing up some plans, filling out a few forms, paying the appropriate fees, and crack on. Again, you should also go to the council beforehand just to get a good idea of whether or not, if you've got to go through planning, whether or not that application is going to be accepted. So the answer is, it depends. Do you need planning permission or do you need permitted development? It depends. It depends where you live. It depends what's going on in your area. Please always check in with your planning consultant. Please always check in with the council as well. If you need planning permission, good luck. You're going to have to go the whole hog with that. Again, use your power team. It's always important to have a power team. If you don't need planning and it's permitted development, then again, fantastic. Still surround yourself with the right team. Just bear in mind that, of course, building regs would have changed significantly between when the garage in your home was built in comparison to now. Now, I've seen that a lot of times where people have converted a garage space and they've either not properly done the walls, so you end up with single brick, or you end up with really thin walls and, you know, the new areas are not very thermally attractive. They end up being like igloos. So do make sure that if you're getting in and you're doing that, please do it properly. Please look at your insulation and that sort of stuff as well, specifically the floor, because it will be a solid floor. So put some screed down or, you know, some form of solid floor insulation, again, would be a very prudent thing to do. Bear that in mind. Ask these questions to your power team as well. So hopefully that all helps. I'll put a link to the article. That will be in the show notes. That will give you a photo of an integral garage. And yeah, good luck if you do go down that route. Hopefully you found that information useful. Two small favors. Number one, please subscribe to the podcast. That would be fantastic. Also, share with your peers as well. Head over to our YouTube channel. That is growing very nicely. Content over there is different from the podcast, so you get the best of both worlds. Head over to Property Nomads on YouTube. Like that channel and also share with your peers. That would be absolutely superb. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.